If the kids want to come up, I'll talk to them for a little bit. Well, I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. Was it a Merry Christmas? So you know the story of Jesus' birth, right? How they went, and he was born in the inn, and was put in a manger because there was no room in the inn and everything. What happened after he was born? A lot of people came to see him. He got gifts. What happened that we wouldn't have wanted to happen to Jesus? Not quite yet. Was there a mean king that went around and he knew that there was a baby born that wanted to take his power? And what did he do to all the babies? He had them killed, right? And so there was this angel that came to Joseph, and what did he tell Joseph? He said, take your newborn baby and your wife and go to Egypt and stay there until I tell you to come back. So they stayed there for a while, and then the angel came back to Joseph, and he said, okay, the mean king is gone. You can now return to Israel. And so that's what happened, right? So there's a psalm, and I'm going to have to cheat because I don't have the best memory. There's a psalm that I think is good to remember. Let me backtrack a little bit. The reason I'm going to tell you this psalm is, have you ever felt scared or like you didn't know what was going to happen in a situation? And it kind of puts you down, right? You were like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is not where I want to be right now. But then you have to think, Jesus is always there, right? They're going to protect you. So Psalm 91 says, evil cannot get close to you, harm cannot get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. So that psalm says that God is always going to have an angel with you, right? And he's never going to let you fall. He's never going to let you get hurt. Will you fall and get hurt on the playground or something? Yeah. But you know, he means that he's not going to let anything really bad happen to you. Right? Kind of like he did with Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus. And that's how Jesus became the man he became, right? Because otherwise, he wouldn't have made it. And we wouldn't be where we are right now, would we? So always keep in mind that even if you feel scared or uncertain, there's this little guardian angel watching over you that God sent. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord, continue to protect us. And guide us in our times of need. Always remind us that you and an angel will always be there. Amen. Thank you for coming.